When I dream about the lamplight on the Wabash, on this moment of Indiana history. The people stood almost breathless, overwhelmed with awe, as if in the presence of the supernatural. The strange, weird light, exceeded in power only by the sun, rendered the square as light as midday. Men fell on their knees, groans were uttered at the sight, and many were dumb with amazement. Thus read journalist accounts of a technological first occurring on the evening of March 31, 1880, when the Brush Electric Light Company hung its patented arc lamps from the courthouse dome in Wabash, Indiana. Although a demonstration had been conducted in Cleveland the year before, Wabash may lay claim to the title of the first city to have been wholly lit by electric light. The 3,000 candle power light, 200 times brighter than a contemporary filament lamp, was the brainchild of Ohioan Charles Brush. Invented in 1876, the arc lamp's continuous, self-regulating, dynamo-powered glow was quickly judged to be superior to the existing technology. After the dazzling debut of Brush's innovation, the city of Wabash permanently installed four arc lamps, along with a power source, a small generator harnessed to a threshing machine engine. The use of the arc lamp for general street lighting in Wabash resulted in the development of brush plants, or central municipal power stations, in cities all around the country and the world. The Brush Company eventually merged with several competitors to become General Electric in 1891. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.